Lesson 2. A Helping Hand. Page 6. Exercise 1. Read and listen to forum posts about summer vacation activities. Match the activities, 1 to 3, to the posts A to C. A.
I noticed that there were too many empty cans and chocolate bar wrappers on the streets in our city. Last summer, I decided to do something about it. I didn't want to wait for the adults to clean up our streets. I made some posters to ask young people to join my group. 4 people came to our first meeting. We picked up litter from one part of the city, put it in bags, and took it to the recycling center. The week after that, 8 people came, and then, after that, there were 12 of us. The group grew and grew over the vacation, and now it has 24 members. Elsa, Salzburg, Austria.
B.
Last summer, I did something really fun. I took part in a project where young people write stories using AI. Because computers write them, we had to check to make sure that there were no mistakes in them. Before I started, I didn't know that AI can write really good stories. You imagine that only people can write stories, but AI can give a helping hand. Most of the stories I read were fine, but sometimes I found something strange in them. For example, there was one story where the sun never sets. Of course, that's not possible, so I changed that part of the story. Leon, Manchester, UK.
C.
2 months ago, I started helping out at a project in my city. In this project, young people like me help adults who can't read and write Arabic. My partner was Mrs. Azza, and she was very nice. First, we looked at the alphabet together. I said the sound for each letter, and Mrs. Azza repeated it. Sometimes she nearly gave up. But then I said things like, "You're doing really well. Don't stop now." It was fun to be a teacher instead of a student, especially when I asked her, "Did you do your homework this week?" Or, "What did you learn yesterday?" It was great to help Mrs. Azza learn something new. Gamila, Luxor, Egypt.